Hello, friends. Three things I'd like to share with you today. Number one, why was the village of Fatima chosen by God as an apparition site? Number two, why this is incredibly important and relevant to our lives. And number three, I have a special invitation for you at the end of this video. Number one, why was Fatima chosen as an apparition site by God? Why did he send the Blessed Virgin Mary there to appear in 1917? We have to remember that God is a God of order. He does nothing by random. Nothing that God does is accidental. It's always intentional. For example, creation is an intentional work of God. It's not an accidental work of God. And so it is with the plan of salvation. Everything that God has done and revealed and timed has been intentional. And so when he sends the Blessed Virgin Mary to Fatima, why there? Why not another place? Why not another city? Why not another village? Well, Sister Lucia, who is one of the seers, one of those three children who saw the Blessed Virgin Mary, has a reason. Now, to understand the reason she gives us for Mary appearing in Fatima, it's important to understand the life of Fatima in 1917. And how are we to understand the life of the people in 1917? Well, Sister Lucia describes it in detail in her book titled Calls. She says that the Fatima village was comprised of 35 families at that time, and they were united. They were of one mind, so much so that she said they appeared as though they were one big family. And she said that each individual family was also blessed with the sacrament of matrimony, meaning that each family was being strengthened by supernatural life. They drew their strength from God, and their conjugal fidelity was absolute. Very different than the villages we find ourselves in today. She said that families in Fatima generously welcomed children as a gift from God. We have to remember that they worked hard. They were poor. By our standards, they may have lived in poverty. For example, Sister Lucia's family lived off of a small plot of land that provided for all their physical needs. Yet the families in that village generously welcomed children as a gift. Very different than our first world villages, where children are sometimes seen as a drain on the environment or a burden on the bank account, or a hindrance to a lifestyle of leisure. Some have even seen children in our villages as a cancer towards career advancement, and so are surgically cut out through abortion, or prevented from even existing through contraception. Not so in Fatima. Children were welcomed as a gift from God. Children, she said, learned their faith by sitting on their father's knee and their mother's lap, and that the family was the first school of faith. Sister Lucia said that everyone in Fatima kept the precept of keeping Sunday holy. So in other words, it wasn't a catch-up day. It wasn't a time to go through the to-do list and think, oh, what did I not get done during the week and I'll get cut up on Sunday. No, it was a day for the Lord. Sister Lucia writes, First Communion was one solemn and intimate rejoicing for all family. For on that day, God was once again visiting their home and uniting himself with one of its members. So First Communion wasn't just a social gathering. It was a time to celebrate God's presence in their midst. She said that in the evenings after mealtime, families would pray. They would pray Hail Marys, Our Fathers, Glory Bees for specific intentions, and that the rosary would be said or specific devotions to Our Lady of Sorrows. Sister Lucia points out that there was no abundance of earthly goods, but there was peace, love, unity, and joy, and thus they were happy. So if you read Sister Lucia's description of Fatima life in 1917, it's clear that faith permeated all aspects of life. So why did our Blessed Virgin Mary appear in Fatima? It's simple. Because they were faithful. Sister Lucia writes, I think it will have been the fact that these families kept these divine laws in spite of inevitable weaknesses of human nature that drew down upon them the gaze of the infinite mercy of God. So in the mind of Sister Lucia, the village's faithfulness to the grace they had been given contributed to the Blessed Virgin Mary appearing amongst them. So number two, how does this apply to us? Well, if we want to draw graces down from heaven, we have to be faithful to the graces we've already received. To those who have been given grace, more will be given if we are faithful. But if we are unfaithful with the grace that we have been given, what we have will be taken from us. Remember in Mark 4:25, for those who have, more will be given. And from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. This is what happened in Fatima. And Fatima can happen in you. And I don't mean that if you're faithful, you're going to have an apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I do believe, though, you will have an apparition of grace. And what I mean by an apparition of grace is that we will come to an awareness of the presence of God in our lives and in our families when we are faithful and we seek the Blessed Virgin Mary's intercession and we entrust ourselves to her. I'd like to invite you to something, a 33-day preparation of entrustment to Mary. In the spiritual life, oftentimes we have preparation before we have celebration. For example, if somebody's going to celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation, they have a preparation first. Before someone celebrates the sacrament of matrimony, there is a preparation. An entrustment to Our Lady, traditionally, there is a preparation before the decision of entrustment. And this is what I'd like to invite you into. It's called Fatima Consecration, a 33-day preparation to entrust ourselves to Our Lady by examining the writings of Sister Lucia and her interpretation of Fatima. What does this involve? It involves a daily video, a reflection upon Sister Lucia's writings, which Janelle and I will do, and we're emailing it to everyone who signs up, and number two, a daily rosary. That's it. And so if you'd like to learn more and join us on our journey, which will begin September 4th, head over to fatimaconsecration.org. There you'll find more information about this entrustment, and we hope that you join us. And also please share this video with others because we want to invite everyone to Jesus through Mary. Friends, thanks for watching.
We invite you to join our journey. Get all 33 Fatima consecration videos emailed to you. Head over to fatimaconsecration.org and sign up.
Also, share this video with others. It's an easy way of spreading the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. Together, we can do something wonderful for God. God bless, friends.